13. I bring you greetings and congratulations from the UNC Board of Governors, the governing body for the 17 campuses of this great university system. And this is truly a great day for you, for the university, and for my grandson, Clay Timmons, who is sitting among you out there. And it's a great day for your parents, who are not only extremely proud of you, but relieved that you have a college degree, hopefully a job, and maybe out on your own. And it makes me, as a grandfather, one of you even more proud, because I graduated from this great institution in 1957. Now, all of you know that this was the first state university to open its doors, and you should know by now that it is the best. The best students, the best faculty, the best education, the best color of blue. More national championships than the Duke is just down the road. More fun and just the best of everything. This degree will stand you in good stead anywhere you go in the world. In New York, Chicago, San Francisco, London, Paris, Beijing, Cape Town, Sydney, wherever you are. When you're asked where you went to school and you say, "I went to Chapel Hill," believe me, they will know. So from this day forward, do your part to maintain and enhance the prestige and reputation of this great university and of your degree. Support this university with your time, effort, and wealth. Come back often. Send us bright young people as students. Always be an ambassador. Stay involved and always be a Tar Heel. The end of anything always marks a beginning, and you're beginning a career of a whole new life, so do so with the utmost confidence that you are prepared. Godspeed and go Heels. I'd also like to say a few words of thanks to Chancellor Thorpe, who has led this university through some difficult times, and while doing so, he has led it to some really great heights. Things like research grants, where Carolina appeared for the first time among the top 10 research universities, and undergraduate admissions applications, up some 43% in the last 5 years, giving Carolina the most outstanding freshman class in its history, but probably not quite as good as the incoming class of 2009, which is obviously your class. And our faculty continues to be among the best. Thank you, Holden, for giving us your commitment and tireless efforts. Washington U is indeed fortunate. Godspeed to you also. We love you, and we love Patty. And we look forward to seeing Son John on campus next fall. Now, it's also my privilege to present this year's Board of Governors Award for Excellence in Teaching to one of your most outstanding faculty members. Established by the Board of Governors in 1994 to underscore the importance of teaching and to reward great teachers across the university, the awards are given annually by the Board of Governors to a tenured faculty member from each UNC campus. Would Chancellor Thorpe and Dr. Glass please step forward? Congratulations, Darrell. Dr. Darrell Glass is a professor of linguistics and comparative literature. He is a self-described moderate liberal arts educator. Dr. Glass writes, "The goals of my classes reflect my nearly 50-year commitment to the fundamental process of education in the liberal arts. I seek to provide experiences that encourage enthusiasm for learning that will be sustained throughout my students' lives." Darrell is also driven to help students immerse themselves in and understand in detail the specific language of literary text, to present interpretations that are well-grounded, lucid, and pervasive in both writing and in speaking. Dr. Glass stated, "If my students can achieve these practical skills, they will pay off in their careers and their lives as citizens in our complicated world. One former student said, "I am a better writer, reader, and thinker." Dr. Glass pushes students not only to write more clearly and concisely, but also to think and understand more fully what they're reading, what they're saying, and how it affects other folks thinking about what they're hearing. Just think of the value of that kind of learning as you pursue your careers after today. Dr. Glass has received awards of national and international distinction. He was appointed special chair visiting professor by the Taiwan National Science Research Council, participating at 9 university sites island-wide in the Wither Literary and Critical Studies program in Taiwan. He was appointed by President Clinton to a 6-year term of the National Council of the Humanities. Dr. Glass earned his Bachelor of Arts from the University of Nebraska. He was a Rhodes Scholar. His doctorate is from Princeton University. He has some 33 years of teaching and service in research at UNC Chapel Hill. Dr. Glass, we celebrate your outstanding professional achievement and salute your demonstrated commitment to great teaching and inspiring a new generation of learning. In this day of some skepticism and questions about the value of a liberal arts education in the workplace, you are a wonderful example of how it enhances critical thinking and the ability to understand and to learn. In honoring you, we also acknowledge the more than 14,000 dedicated faculty members who teach over 220,000 students throughout the University of North Carolina.
We're going to put the medal on you, I hope.
I'm going to pick this up. Take it easy.
Yeah.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Congratulations for all
Thank
you do
you
here.
For a minute. What's your addition to that speech?
Well, I thought that might be. Which word did you get it?
That's what
Moses. Congratulations.
Thanks, Mark.
Thanks, Carl.
Thank you.
Congratulations, Daryl. Glad you're here today. Congratulations to Daryl. And thank you, Mr. Fulton. We are honored to have with us the president of the University of North Carolina system, Tom Ross.
Chancellor Thorpe, Mr. Fulton, members of the Board of Trustees, distinguished guests, and most importantly, members of the class of 2013. Good morning and happy Mother's Day. As an alumnus of the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill School of Law, it is a privilege to be taking part in this celebration as the president of our great university. Let me also join Chancellor Thorpe in offering special greetings to the families, parents, grandparents, and siblings, and to the close friends of this great group of students seated before me. And to the faculty, students, staff, trustees, and alumni who have joined us today. And I extend especially warm greetings to each of you, the class of 2013. We are here today to pay tribute to you and your achievements. So on behalf of the entire University of North Carolina, let me congratulate each and every one of you. All of us are extremely proud of you. Because of excellent teaching by an outstanding faculty and your own committed efforts, you have acquired knowledge, competencies, and skills that will serve you the rest of your lives. Your minds are sharp and filled with ideas. You can write, speak, and think with the best of them. You are prepared to engage globally and locally, and are truly ready to tackle all of the many adventures and opportunities and challenges life will bring to you. I am hopeful and confident each of you will be successful. Some of you as doctors or lawyers, some as entrepreneurs, some working in nonprofits, some as CEOs, and some making life-changing or life-saving discoveries. I am equally hopeful and confident each of you will strive to make life better for others, that you will work to improve the community in which you live, and that you will do all you can to contribute to the common good and a better world. My desire is that each of you live your life going forward in a manner that matters, that makes a positive difference. So I urge you as you go forth, do well and do good. You have been blessed during your time here at Carolina to have a great leader at the helm. Chancellor Thorpe has faced more than his share of challenges in his current role, but his love of and devotion to Carolina are beyond question. He has given more than two decades of service to his alma mater, the last five of them as your chancellor. Along the way, he has made a real and lasting impact in the classroom and laboratory where he has been recognized with a litany of honors and awards, and his leadership has produced many, many very positive accomplishments during your time on this campus, including Carolina becoming one of the top 10 research universities in America. Through thick and thin, he has worked tirelessly to make things better for you, for your fellow students, for the faculty and staff, and for everyone connected with Carolina. Chancellor Thorpe, on behalf of the entire university, and joined by each person here today, and many more not with us, I want to thank you for all you have done for us, for the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill. We owe you a deep debt of gratitude. You will be sorely missed. Thank you. I close by again extending my best wishes and heartfelt congratulations to each of you graduates on this, your big day. I thank you for allowing me to share it with you. Go Tar Heels!
Thank you, President Ross. I'm now pleased to introduce the Secretary of the Board of Trustees of the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill, Dr. Philip Clay.
Good morning, President Ross, Chancellor Thorpe, distinguished honorees, and platform guests. On behalf of Chairman Hargrove and my fellow trustees, I want to extend a hearty welcome to all of you, families, guests, and most of all, the class of 2013. We are assembled here today for one celebration of three traditions. The first is the journey of parents and families of the class of 2013. Your journey started perhaps 20 years ago when you urgently hoped that the world would provide opportunities for the talents and aspirations of your child. The families here have come from many directions to celebrate today. For some of you, this is a return home and a continuation of a family tradition. For some of you, your son and daughter were joined by you to search for a special place. Others have had a more complicated journey. You've come from another country, from an unlikely background, or your child is the first in your family to attend any college. Whatever your origin or whatever your path, you have arrived here today to celebrate. Congratulations. The second celebration today is of the university itself. This is a great and strong institution. We are grateful to the people of North Carolina for supporting it over so many generations. But excellence and relevance are not static, and they are not permanent. Each generation and each campus leader must make a mark to advance and secure the institution's leadership and excellence. Sometimes these marks are dramatic, other times not so much. I want to acknowledge the contributions of Chancellor Thorpe, who over many years as a faculty member and more recently as our leader, framed and led the emergence of a university where innovation and entrepreneurship have been folded into the DNA of the university, its teaching, its research, and its service. While this may still be a work in progress for some time, the roots have taken hold in you, the class of 2013, and in the work of the faculty. This contribution is significant, and it's compelling, and it will generate compounding interest to the university and its alumni. Thank you, Chancellor Thorpe. Finally, we celebrate the class of 2013. You should be grateful to your family and friends who have brought you here. You should also take a moment to thank the tens of thousands of teachers across the state and around the country who have made it possible for you to be here. And as my colleague trustee Don Curtis reminded me, you should also thank Red Bull. While this is a celebration of an important achievement, at a more important level, today inaugurates the journey of adult life for you. In many ways, your life will be shaped more by the journey than by the destinations you reach. Journeys have beginnings and milestones. On the journey, you will find surprises and distractions. You will face risk and sometimes disappointment, and discomfort, and failure. Journeys will challenge your views and introduce you to new perspectives. You will be confronted by temptations and shortcuts and threats. In your journey, you will meet people from diverse backgrounds who arrive at the same place as you, but who come there by different means and with different perspectives and passions. While this may sometimes force deep introspection on your part, more often than not, the differences will be a welcome source of strength and deep value as they have been here at Carolina. In the coming years, classroom lessons will be remembered and will take on new meaning as you develop your own voice. You will get even firmer grounding and more confidence. You will use your growing experience to make contributions that you cannot even imagine today. You will find yourself becoming a leader when you only aimed to serve. You will have partners on your journey, including many who are here with you today, and you will benefit from the teamwork that you have practiced. Your comfort and taking action will be rewarded, and your budding entrepreneurship and understanding of the larger world and the one in which you grew up will be a source of constant excitement. Your graduation today is not an end, but the beginning of your journey on an endless frontier. One more thing, though. While out on that frontier, remember Carolina. This place is special because its alumni and others have supported it, have refreshed it, and have made it better for each generation. We call on you to be a part of that legacy and to make sure that this university is available for successive generations. Again, my hearty congratulations, and have a wonderful journey.
Thank you, Trustee Clay. It is now my pleasure to introduce Eric Montross, Chair of the General Alumni Association, who will bring greetings on behalf of all alumni.
Good morning, graduating Tar Heels. After years of diligent effort, anxious moments, and expectation, you have earned your degree from Carolina. Your accomplishment is a source of pride to your family, and to this university. Today, you join the largest part of our Carolina family. You are now more than 250,000 UNC alumni who reside in North Carolina's 100 counties, all of our 50 states, and over 140 nations worldwide. The General Alumni Association is the official organization for all former Carolina students. Staying connected to your campus and your classmates will become increasingly important as you make your way forward from this place you have called home. To celebrate with others, to share news, to keep in touch, the General Alumni Association provides the Carolina Alumni Review 6 times a year. You will also find us through all forms of social media, and the GAA is part of UNC's mobile app, where the online directory connects its members with more than 291,000 alumni. As our newest alumni, those of you not already employed in your dream job will be particularly interested in our alumni career services programs and opportunities to network. Here you will begin to uncover the tangible value of your Carolina degree. Your days at Carolina lasted a few short years, but you will be a Carolina alumnus forever. I hope you will allow the GAA to assist you in taking Carolina wherever you call home. Today is a day to celebrate your achievement with family and friends. Congratulations on behalf of UNC's General Alumni Association. Go Heels.
Thank you, Eric.